Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And welcome back to the program, listeners. Stephen, good morning,
sir. Good morning, Terry.
Dillinger and Sheboygan.
Can you believe it?
No, but I'm going to believe it because I believe what you tell me.
It's absolutely true. You know, Dillinger was public enemy number one during his reign of terror. And he had robbed a bank in Racine. He had robbed a bank up near Menominee. But we have in Sheboygan the connection to Dillinger on two scores. One is there's a man named Jack Fass who actually lived near Oostburg who looked like John Dillinger. He kept getting stopped by policemen believing that they had captured John Dillinger. He thought it was funny at first until he was in Milwaukee once and five uniformed officers drew revolvers on him. And he had to actually verify that he was indeed not John Dillinger. So he said, I'll really be glad when Dillinger's caught because I'm getting tired of being constantly accosted. But the real striking thing with him is Dillinger always had a number of girlfriends. And one prominent girlfriend of his, a woman by the name of Evelyn or Billy Frechette, she was actually at one time married to a Weldon Spark, who was the son of Henry Spark and Mamie Klost of Sheboygan. Huh. She gets married to this young guy, and he promptly goes off and robs some postal stations in Chicago in 1932. He only got $200 for his trouble, but because they were federal sites, he gets sentenced to 15 years. So they had gotten married just on the eve of him being sent to Leavenworth.
Okay.
So she's married. Her husband's in prison. She goes down to Chicago. She meets John Dillinger and becomes his girlfriend and travels around with him, at one point even driving getaway cars from some of the robberies and everything. And finally, when Dillinger dies, you know, she talked about him and she said that, you know, she had a really blurred attitude toward life at that time. She said there was something in Dillinger's eyes that I will never forget. They were piercing and electric, yet there was an amusing, carefree twinkle in them, too. They met my eyes and held me hypnotized. And so she just loved being around Dillinger. Well, when he died, she ended up spending a couple of years in prison for her involvement in some of these robberies. And eventually, she went around with Dillinger's family and did a program on the road called The Crime Does Not Pay Show. And she ended up getting divorced from her husband in prison, got remarried, and returned to the Menominee Indian Reservation in Wisconsin, where she was from, and died in 1969. But here is this gentleman from Sheboygan whose wife is hanging out with John Dillinger. And even when Weldon had gotten out of prison, he remarried and had children as well. So, but the connection is clear. Dillinger is dating the wife of an imprisoned man.
Stephen, how do people connect and with the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center? Because you guys have all these stories and so much more.
Oh, yes. Go to www.schrc.org for everything.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.